how long has the Ronald McDonald House been here?
It has been here for 30 years. We are actually the 16th house ever built.
And the Ronald McDonald House was actually started, there's a Philadelphia Eagles football connection. Talk about that.
Absolutely. So in 1974, October 15th, 1974, Fred and Fran Hill opened the very first Ronald McDonald House. Fred Hill was a tight end with the Philadelphia Eagles, and his daughter Kim was sick with cancer. And he and his wife spent a lot of time in and out of hospitals, and they really felt like there ought to be something for parents with children who were dealing with these issues. And so as part of that experience, he approached the owner of the team at that time, Leonard Tose, and the manager, Jimmy Murray. And they got together with McDonald's owners in Philadelphia to create a fundraiser. And they did the Shamrock Shake. Anybody who remembers the Shamrock Shake from McDonald's, that was the very first time that appeared on the market. And it was a big promotion, and it raised a lot of money, enough to build a house right there in Philadelphia. It started out as cancer, and cancer is still the number one priority. But what we're seeing these days is a lot of other conditions. Really, Ronald McDonald Houses will help with children who are sick from other diseases, who are in traumatic accidents, or now we're seeing a lot of premature babies. Neonatal care is growing in this country. Children are surviving being born prematurely. And particularly at our house in Roanoke, Carilion has a wonderful NICU, and so a lot of the families come here for that specific reason.
NICU, neo-intensive care unit?
That's correct.
Neonatal. How long do they stay at the Ronald McDonald House, and is there a charge for it?
There's no charge. We do ask that if a family has financial means, they give us a donation, but we don't discriminate against anyone coming and staying with us. And families can stay up to 30 days consecutively. Some of our families actually will stay with us for several months, particularly if it is a premature baby. They may be with us for about 3 months or even 4 months. If it's a chronic illness and the child has to come back multiple times, we may see that family for several days each month during a year.
How many families can stay at the Ronald McDonald House in Roanoke?
We have 18 rooms. We can house 18 families at one time. They really look just like a hotel room. We have two double beds and a full bathroom, television, telephone, and we do have a couple of rooms that are a little bit larger. We call those our family rooms. If a family has several children who are staying with them, then we can put them in a slightly larger space.
And I would imagine that these families, Gene, can, and we're talking with Gene Bollendorf, the Director of Community Development for the Ronald McDonald House in Roanoke. I would imagine that these families sort of bond at some point. I guess there's probably common spaces where they can get together and kind of commiserate or support each other.
Absolutely. We do have common areas. We've got some play areas for the children as well as TV areas. And we have a wonderful kitchen and dining room that our families spend time in. We provide all of their meals. They cook their own breakfast and lunch, but we provide the food for those meals. And we cook dinner every single night. That's 365 days a year. We cook dinner for our families, and that's one of the times.
So it's not just happy meals you're feeding them.
Right? It's not just happy meals, although a few of those do get thrown in.
How is Ronald McDonald House supported? Does McDonald's Corporation itself supply any of the funds, or do you have to kind of raise that?
Well, it's a combination. So McDonald's has franchises, and there are co-ops around the country. And we have the McDonald's Owner Operators of Southwest Virginia is our co-op. There are 59 stores in that co-op, and we are their charity of choice. That means that they do give us cash donations. They do give us in-kind donations. They also have change canisters at the stores, and we receive some of the proceeds from those change canisters. And then all the rest of the money we raise ourselves. We are an independent 501c3.
The Ronald McDonald House in Roanoke, does it serve a particular region? Like, is it southwestern Virginia, or how does that work?
That's correct. It's southwest Virginia, but we also serve a lot of folks from West Virginia. The requirement is that you have to be 25 miles outside of the city of Roanoke. So anyone who comes to Carilion or Lewis Gale Hospital for pediatrics, anything relating to pediatrics, can come and stay at the Ronald McDonald House. And we serve a lot of folks in West Virginia, far southwest, Abingdon, Bristol, a lot from Martinsville and Danville area as well.
All right. And Gene Bolendorf is the Director of Community Development for Ronald McDonald House in Southwest Virginia. And since you're the Director of Development, what types of things are you doing or planning to raise money?
Well, we're actually getting close to the end of our calendar and fiscal year. We've got a couple of things coming up. We have our Lights of Love, which is a tree lighting, and individuals can purchase a light in memory or in honor of someone else.
Those are for Christmas time?
Yes, okay. That's $5 a light. We also have our holiday card that's out right now. Those are always done by a local artist, and those are for sale. That's something that we do to raise money. And then we have a small event called Cookies with Santa, which is really just a kid-friendly, family-friendly event. During the year, we hold multiple fundraisers. We have a golf tournament that we hold. We do a Rock-A-Tee T-shirt promotion. That was back in September. We also apply for grants and solicit donations from individuals or corporations.
And before I let you go, just talk about the open house you're going to have on the 15th and what that's going to be allow people to see.
October 15th is the 40th anniversary of Ronald McDonald House Charities, the global organization. And we are celebrating along with every Ronald McDonald House all over the world. There are more than 350 around the world. And we are going to have an open house that day. Individuals can stop by for a tour of the house. I'll be there to let people in and show them around the house. We'll also have some birthday cake. And really, we're just celebrating the fact that we've been around 40 years helping families and helping children.
Gene Bolendorf is the Director of Community Development for Ronald McDonald House of Southwest Virginia. And Gene, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.